Now, let me take this to another place, and I'm going to revisit the iceberg metaphor. This is similar, but it's now about your personal relationships, how we relate to one another. There's the seen, and then there's the unseen world. And that's the simple bifurcation or way to describe it. But there's a slightly finer point that I want to put on this. And so I'm going to chart it a little bit differently than this. But it's the same idea, seen and unseen. There are those things that we can see about ourselves. And there are things that others can see about us. And those things together, when we can see them and they can see them, that's our public face. We all know this is the face we want them to see, and this is the face we know we want them to see. But there are, of course, that's the seen, that's the above the iceberg, but there is the unseen world, and that's the stuff we can't see, but others can see about us, and these are our blind spots and blind gifts. Now, it's not always bad, but these are the parts of ourselves that we don't really see that everybody else can see, either that we're really not good at something or we are good at something. Then you have the category of what others can't see about us, but we can see about us, and that would be called our inner life. That's the part of us that we keep hidden, maybe for very good reason, and we know others can't see it, and we can see it, and we're managing it. We're deliberately deciding what part of our inner life we're going to put in our public face and which parts we're going to hide. And so that's that category. And then there's a final category, which is those things we can't see, those things that others can't see in us either, that is our hidden life. And this is a vast treasure trove of resources, motivations, and limitations. And so a lot of the work we will do is to begin to uncover the areas of the unseen, either that we can't see or others can't see. So for a moment, just do a little reflection, and there's a file that you can use to do these, answer these questions, or you can just do it with a piece of paper. When it comes to blind spots, just look back over time. Have you ever had someone point out a flaw you didn't know you had? A few years ago, I was with my wife at a party, and I was being introduced to someone for the first time. And it was a guy who didn't know anything about what I did for a living and you know, moderately interested, but he was busy doing other things. And as we talked, I was busy talking about myself and I was sharing things I had achieved and some stuff I had done. And, you know, I think I was having this nice casual conversation. And afterwards, my wife took me aside on the drive home. And she goes, "Boy, you were doing a lot of name dropping with that guy." I was like, really? I was? And I thought about it for a moment. And I realized I really was. I had like inserted the fact that I knew certain very important people that I knew he would know casually in the conversation because I clearly wanted to know him to know that I knew these people. And it was very interesting. So one of the things that showed me was something about my inner life, which we'll get to, which is at the time, I was actually very new to a new role, and I was feeling really insecure. And so it's almost like there was a part of me that unconsciously wanted him to know how important I was because I wanted to be important. So that's an example of a blind spot and someone pointing it out to you. Usually it's embarrassing. Usually there's some shame. Usually it's not very pleasant. But the more you can have humor about it, the easier it is to take this. Equally true, though, is has anyone ever pointed out an ability you didn't see in yourself? That actually was there. I remember I was severely dyslexic growing up, and I hated reading. I hated reading in public. It was my biggest fear. And I went to space camp. This is crazy. It was in like fifth grade. It was in space camp, and we had to do this reading where we had to publicly try out for the parts. And I tried out for the one part. We were going to do this whole role play of a space shuttle mission. And you had the role of the captain and the commander and all these different parts. And they had pages and pages and pages of things they had to read out loud and do. And there was one little part called the payload specialist. And I chose that one to try out for because it had one line. And I basically memorized the line. And I got up and I gave that line to the counselors. And it was hoping, you know, I'll get that part and nothing else. Everybody else wanted the captain. And the counselor later took me aside and was like, "Hey, Shane, can you read the part of the captain for us, the mission commander?" So I was like, okay, I'll read a little bit. And I read a paragraph, you know, terrified and shaking in my boots and realizing I sounded like an idiot. And afterwards she goes, okay, great. You're going to be the mission commander. I was like, no, this is horrible. But what she was pointing out was the fact that she said to me, I said, I really don't want this role. And she said to me, Shane, you don't realize you were the best reader in the group. You were the one who had the most poise and confidence. And I did not see that coming at all. I did not believe that about myself. And so I did that part and it went really well. But part of the reason I guess I did okay was I didn't read the parts. I would read a sentence in my head, make sure I had it right, and then I would speak it. And so it sounded more dynamic than just reading it. So anyway, that's an example. What's your example? What are some things that people have pointed out? That's how you get from blind spots and blind gifts into public awareness or inner life. The inner life, this is an interesting one. You might want to ask the question, what parts of yourself do you tend to withhold in relationship or conversations? And it may be totally appropriate for you to withhold it. There are some relationships you should withhold information. But what do you notice that you tend to not want to allow others into? And the next question then is, what parts might serve others if you were to share? And I'm introducing this question here because in some of the later videos in this module, I'm actually going to ask you to share certain things. So for example, there are times when it actually serves a conversation for me to say, look, I'm pretty upset going into this. Or, you know what? I'm anxious to have this conversation. That's an inner part of my experience that I'm going to go ahead and share with others because it serves the conversation. We'll show you why later. And then last, the hidden life. Have you ever discovered something about yourself that you had hidden from yourself? Or some limit that you didn't want to admit to yourself? I remember there was a time when I discovered using the Enneagram that it showed me that part of my personality was a desire to be liked and loved, and I would do anything it would take to try to get people to like me. And that was not something I wanted to learn about myself, but I realized as they showed it to me, I was like, oh, that is so true of me. And there's a part of there that others maybe didn't notice, but I could start to see. And there's also resources that we've already discussed. So what have you ever discovered something about yourself that you had hidden from yourself? There's a lot of gold in this part of our life. And so most of the work we're going to try to do and most of human development work is really simply moving from the we can't see column to the we can see. So here's where it looks. You'd want to move as much as possible the things you can't see about yourself that others can see to the parts that you can see. That gives you way more flexibility, mobility, adaptability, resourcefulness, rather than walking around blind to the stuff we have and don't have. The same is true with the hidden life. We want to move from the hidden life into the inner life. Now, sometimes we'll want to move that from what others can't see to others can see, but at least you want to have as much as possible things you can't see, you want to become able to see them.